Nolte, Time magazine publishes Gibberish to Honor Groomers' Stupid Pronouns. By John Nolte on September 1, 2022. Time magazine is yet another publication willing to make a complete fool out of itself to honor some fascist groomers' stupid pronouns. This is an actual paragraph from what once was America's weekly news magazine. In the wake of author Maya Kobabe's win in Virginia, Time spoke with the author and illustrator about air work, the efforts to restrict access to air writing, and what he make of the current cultural moment. The interview has been edited for length and clarity. The interview might be edited for length and clarity, but the use of this lunatic woman's pronouns makes it practically indecipherable. Here's a tweet Time fired off promoting the interview. Time spoke to genderqueer author and illustrator Maya Kobabe on about air work, the efforts to restrict access to air writing, and what he make of the current cultural moment. Maya Kobabe is a woman who uses the following pronouns, e/m/air. She's non-binary, whatever that means, and asexual, which her photo proves. But she's also a child groomer fighting to have her memoir Genderqueer, which is filled with gay pornography by way of graphic illustrations, not only accessible to kids but accessible to them without parental permission. In fact, according to the Time interview, she believes it's really dangerous not to groom little kids. I think it's really dangerous and unfair to shield young people from things like sex and health and information about their bodies, partly because there is so much misinformation online. I would rather a young person learn about topics of sex and sexuality from a book that has passed through many levels of editorial and fact-checking and is written by an author who is interested in sharing accurate information. You can call me homophobic, but I would have reacted no differently had Hugh Hefner argued Playboy should be sold to little kids or if Larry Flint wanted Hustler magazine available in public schools. Time is so corrupt it not only wants to see your children groomed by these monsters, it would prefer to write something indecipherable than 1. Report the truth about this groomer being a woman and 2. Offend this sick groomer by using pro-science pronouns. Heads up. These freaks are coming straight at your kids through government-run schools and doing so with billions of dollars in corporate media propaganda behind them. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.